Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Awake my soul and sing, with God's praise I will wake the dawn. Lo, what a cloud of witnesses encompass us around, those once like us with suffering tried, but now with glory crowned. Let us, with zeal like theirs inspired, strive in the Christian race, and freed from every weight of sin, their holy footsteps trace. Behold a witness nobler still, who trod affliction's path, Jesus, the author, finisher, rewarder of our faith. He for the joy before him set, moved by compassion's love, endured the cross, despised the shame, and now he reigns above. So now, forgetting things behind, press on to God's right hand. There with the Savior and his saints, triumphantly to stand. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Feed my sheep. You, O love, are my shepherd. There is nothing more I need. Fresh and green are the pastures, where you take me to rest, leading me near calming waters, you renew my drooping spirit. You guide me in the path of goodness, always true to your loving kindness. If I walk in the valley of death's darkness, no evil would I fear. You are there with your shepherd's staff to strengthen, guide, and give comfort. You spread a feast before me in the presence of all that I fear. You soothe my head with oil. My cup is more than full. Your goodness and love will tend me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the heart of your love forever and ever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Feed my sheep.
A reading from a sermon by Pope Leo. Although the Universal Church of God is constituted of distinct orders of members, still, in spite of the many parts of its holy body, the Church subsists as an integral whole, just as the Apostle says, "We are all one in Christ." No difference in office is so great that anyone can be separated through lowliness from Christ the head. In the unity of faith and baptism, therefore, our community is undivided. There is a common dignity, as the Apostle Peter says in these words, "And you are built up as living stones into spiritual houses, a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices, which are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." And again, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people set apart." For all, regenerated in Christ, are made regal by the sign of the cross. They are consecrated priests by the oil of the Holy Spirit, so that beyond the special service of our ministry, all spiritual and mature Christians know that they are a royal race and are sharers in the office of the priesthood. For what is more regal than to find yourself ruler over your body after having surrendered your soul to God? And what is more priestly than to promise the Lord a pure conscience and to offer in love unblemished victims on the altar of one's heart? Thanks be to God.
You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people set apart. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people set apart. You are living stones, built up into the dwelling place of God, a holy nation, a people set apart. Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the holy breath of love. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people set apart. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, we'll go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. or the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Show us your mercy, Adonai, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with justice. Let your people sing for joy. Keep this and all nations under your care. Guide all peoples in justice and truth. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving help among all the nations. Let not the needy be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be denied.
God of life and light, with a mother's love you have watched over us in the night, and have brought us through the darkness of night into morning's light. As we celebrate this feast in honor of Saint Leo, instruct us with his teachings, and inspire us with his courage to serve others in the face of all that we fear, and to search for truth wherever it may be found. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who gave all that he had, that others may have life to the full. Amen. May the God of love fill us with all joy and peace, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may share all that we have with those who are in need. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.